Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Ahmed Shaarawy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies on the reported rocket attack from Syria into Israel over these last days. Two groups claim responsibility or claim that they did it, and Ahmed reports on one is associated with Hamas, about a dead leader of Hamas named Deif. The other links suggest Iran, the Islamic Front in Syria. The links are include the logo, and also using the same arguments as Iran IRGC uses, Islamic Resistance Front in Syria. So here's Ahmed to explain what we know, what little we know. The Islamic Front in Syria is in the Qunetra area, which is South Lebanon, very close to the Israeli border and the Golan Heights. We can expect where there are a couple of rockets, there are going to be more. Syria is darkness visible. It's a failed state. The pretense that al-Shara in Damascus is the president runs out as soon as the Israelis respond to these provocations along the border. More of this later tonight. Here's Ahmed.
There was an article by the Fars news agency, which is linked to the IRGC, back in March, celebrating the announcement or the creation of this group. Again, the logo resembles that of the IRGC. So there's that link. Even in terms of the messaging, the group was created to avoid the division of Syria, to fight against, between quotation marks, the American Zionist imperialist project. So we're seeing that same messaging being repeated. In terms of who they are, there was a statement by a Syrian official last week after the attacks, who said that there's an Iranian-backed group that operates near Al-Quneitra, which is close to the Israeli border. And that was an area of operations for Hezbollah in Syria. And my prediction is that when the Assad regime fell, these factions or these individuals who operated with Hezbollah in that part of Syria remained, and they created this new group. In terms of what they've done against Israel, so we know that Israel has a presence in that area of Syria, and there's been two claims against Israeli troops operating in that area. This group has, they're not as big as the other Iran-backed groups that operated in Syria previously, but they do follow the same path.